screaming or talking over one another. Just intelligent people having an informative conversation. This is the Andy Caldwell Show.
I'd like to welcome you back to the show. My guest, Theo Kracke, founder and president of Paradise Retreats, executive director of Save the Rentals. Theo, before we go on, is there a website for people that are interested in this short-term rental prohibition movement or to go visit?
Absolutely. Thank you. The name of our organization is Save the Rental Santa Barbara, and our website is www.strsantabarbara.org. So also, I wanted to let you know that our mission is to adopt the fair regulation of short-term rentals in Santa Barbara. We don't agree that there shouldn't be a regulatory environment. We absolutely sympathize with neighbors who have had bad experiences with poorly managed short-term rentals next door to them. They need recourse. We also, although it's been proven that it is not an issue, we feel that the short-term rental TOTs could help support and fund housing issues that are being claimed or being caused by short-term rentals, which are not. But go to strsantabarbara.org. There's a join us and subscribe to us. We'll keep you informed. We won't overwhelm you with spam. And it's a really great resource for finding out all the details of this issue.
Well, whoever put together these talking points in support of the regulation did a phenomenal, comprehensive job. And I want to focus on one of the points in here, and that is that this is the last point. It says it's been proven in Kauai, Palm Desert, that prohibition of short-term rentals does not work. How does it not work?
The main reason it doesn't work is because they're bucking a trend which is really unstoppable. It's an economic trend that is going to happen whether they try to regulate it or not, whether they try to regulate or prohibit it. If you choose the path of prohibition, you are just going down a path that that's guaranteed to fail. If you adopt regulation, you can still do enforcement, and guess what? Your enforcement is funded by the millions in TOTs that are revenues generated by the people that are complying. The other thing about enforcement, if there wasn't a regulatory environment that upright players like Paradise Retreats would participate in, we would participate in the enforcement. It would take me one staff member less than a week to scour all the listings to ensure that all of the people advertising had the proper permit and that the proper permits were active. And so the prohibition won't work because they're bucking an economic trend that cannot be stopped, and regulation will work because it's funded by itself and the players that are welcoming regulation.
Okay, what about the argument that these short-term rentals are basically causing the long-term rental market to suffer losses? In other words, you know, it may be a college student or people starting out, a young family may be able to afford that rental, but it's off the market for short-term rentals.
The reason for that, Andy, is because that's a huge misconception. People think it's a choice between an investor owner choosing to do long-term rentals and short-term rentals. That's actually not the case. Investor owners will discover very quickly that the economics of short-term rentals are not as good as the economics of a long-term rental. So then you're left with the clients that are doing short-term rentals, which is the homeowners who are trying to make some extra money on a house they already live in. They're not going to put the whole house up as a long-term rental, and they just want to rent a room out occasionally to help offset their ownership costs. And then the other one, which happens to be over 90% of the clients that Paradise Retreats works for, is second homeowners. They're fortunate enough to maybe live and have their living in New York, and they have a house in Santa Barbara, and they come out and spend 20 to 50% of the year here, and that would never become part of the long-term market for residents. And the other thing, too, is that a college student can't afford a Montecito estate on the beach that rents out to tourists for $8,000 a week. And that's never going to become affordable housing. So Mark Schneep, again, did a very comprehensive and accurate study on the effect of short-term rentals on the long-term housing market. And to make a very long story short, the actual conclusion of it is that short-term rentals materially affect 0.1% of the housing supply in Santa Barbara County. And that report's available on our website, strsantabarbara.org.
Okay, I'm not asking you to get political per se in any way, shape, or form. However, we've got a city council race and a mayor's race coming up in Santa Barbara. There's, I think, three or four people at least running for mayor. I don't even know how many are running for city council. Is this going to be a campaign issue, the millions of dollars that could be coming into the city while the city's claiming it's broke?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we have a huge opportunity to put some fair-minded, some regulatory-minded people in charge of our city. There's many problems in our city that don't seem to be handled by the current administration, and there's also a whole separate agenda, in my opinion, by the city staff that pushes agendas that we don't even have a say in. And I think we need to shake things up. I think if we could get a majority, there's three city councils and the mayor available, we could get some people that are minded towards the fair regulation of short-term rentals in there. The city coffers would grow by $3.6 million per year, and we could have some other major problems that a lot of the folks in this town are having trouble with the city all being solved.
So what happened to the county's effort?
Well, they are paying a little more attention to the economics of it, and also they think that the county staff did not do a thorough enough job of researching it before they concluded the prohibition was the right path. Again, the staff of the county kind of took the lead and dismissed actual economic facts about it. They didn't share it in enough detail with the county board of supervisors. And after a very long hearing, we packed the room in Santa Maria with supporters, and they started listening, and they actually voted 4-1 against the implementation of a full prohibition of short-term rentals. And that's now coming back in front of the county on June 6th in Santa Barbara. And allegedly in the 6 months between then and now, the staff has come up with real data and some real information that the Board of Supervisors demanded.
Were they working with you, with the regulated or the community there?
They have not done any further outreach to the community.
Who was the one supervisor? Was it Janet Wolf that voted against it?
Yes.
Because she probably wanted it?
Yeah, she wanted the prohibition because there's this undercurrent that they are, quote, protecting the neighborhoods, protecting the character of these neighborhoods. And how can anything that represents 1.7% of the entire housing stock be destroying the character of neighborhoods? It's not possible.
I don't remember the context, but you remember the saying that the thought that somewhere somebody is having fun?
Yeah. And also my other quip I love to say is that fear of strangers is not a land use planning issue.
Well, you guys did a good job of organizing yourself. I think that's incredibly important. You know, my whole thing, I agree with you that you can create controls, complaint mechanisms, and penalties, and prohibitions that, you know, some guy rents, and if he rents to three people in a year that create nuisance complaints, traffic complaints, whatever, the guy loses his right.
Yeah.
He loses his right to do this. I think that's the way to go with a lot of stuff.
Of course, that's a revocable system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the other thing too is that Santa Barbara needs the money, the county needs the money, and you know, my family, we use timeshare vacations, so we've never done short-term rental homes, but the timeshares we go into are basically condominiums, and for a large family, as you mentioned in these talking points, it's costly and socially prohibitive to have to go out three times a day to eat if you're in a hotel and to be separated from, you know, part of your family by being in separate rooms.
Right. Yeah. What do you do? Like, let's all gather around the bed here, everybody, and talk about our day. When you could be sitting on the back porch of a beautiful house on the Mesa where the owner happens to live in Montana and he's not there this month, and therefore you get to enjoy it and the house gets used and better maintained.
You know, now the other question I have is to what degree of success have you had contacting all the various owners? Because I would imagine the majority of them are clueless that this stuff is going on until they get caught.
Well, no, they're actually quite a bit more aware of it than you would think. Just like the county meeting, we filled the city hall back in June of 2015 when this prohibition got shoved through the city council by the Santa Barbara Housing Authority. That's what got on the agenda originally, in my opinion. But anyway, the we've been having great outreach. We have over 990 supporters of Save the Rentals Santa Barbara, and they are mobilizing when we ask them to. And there's definitely becoming quite a bit of conversation about it. And everybody that does get caught, quote caught, you know, just something they've been doing illegally for 10 years, and now suddenly it's quote illegal. You know, as soon as they hear about that, they become advocates very quickly on our side of fair regulation.
And one last thing, we have less than 30 seconds. You filed a lawsuit. How's that going?
Yeah, that's moving like all lawsuits do, slowly and expensively. but we are definitely got the city's attention, which is a claim of our lawsuit, which is that they ignored the California Coastal Act when they declared this prohibition of short-term rentals. And they are eliminating a lower cost visitor accommodation at the coast, and they need to be held accountable for that.
All right.
So we're still in the preliminary phases. We've not gone to actual, quote, trial yet, but it's moving forward, and it's probably a 50-50 chance of success at the moment.
All right. Theo, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. And, looking forward to further conversations with
you.
All
right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for being with us today. You've been listening to the Andy Caldwell Show.
Information Station, AM 1440, KUHL, Santa Maria. And online at AM1440.com. It's 5 o'clock.